Hello, I'm Chris Nealand, host of a new podcast, Cult Brand Secrets, brought to you by The Gathering and Evergreen Podcasts. The Gathering is a Forbes top-rated business summit and a masterclass for brand and business leaders looking to reap the benefits of cult-like adoration. Each year, The Gathering brings together disruptors from around the globe to learn from and to celebrate the leaders behind iconic brands like Marvel, Skittles, Beats by Dre, Yeti, and the Dallas Cowboys. For the first time ever, this podcast will give you access to some of the exclusive business leader learnings from The Gathering's past events. You know, whenever I hear the name Bill Neff, I can't help but smile a little bit. I actually don't know Bill all that well, but we've interacted enough for me to know that he is a genuinely good dude. I think that you'll be smiling too by the time that you finish listening to his 2019 Gathering speech. In fact, he was so charming and humble and smart at the Gathering that he and Yeti were the recipients of the Pinnacle Award, which is sort of like the Gathering's People's Choice Award, where we allow the attendees to vote on which of the honorees they like best. As I tour North America and consult with brands about how to better achieve cult-like status, without a doubt, the most pervasive brand that boardrooms and marketing teams want to talk about today is Yeti. That brand is really having a moment right now. And in only a few short years, they have become this amazing cult brand success story. They've really transcended, you know, what was the premium cooler category, which they created. And they've even sort of transcended their origins as a hunting, camping, fishing brand. You're going to now find Yeti on ski hills, at rodeos, and even at surfing competitions. They sell stuff like high-end camping chairs and high-end dog bowls. You know, their branded apparel business has exploded because people want to visibly align themselves with this brand. So in this talk, Bill is going to share a bit about his personal journey, where he spent some time at Under Armour, which, by the way, is another one of my favorite all-time cult brands. And he's going to share three guiding principles that help inform Yeti's marketing mix. But more than anything else, I want you to experience Bill's character and his personality. He is a rare individual in today's marketing leadership landscape. You know, most of us pretend to have all the answers all the time to any question that someone might ask, but that's not Bill. He doesn't do that. He knows what he knows, and he knows what he doesn't know. And his curiosity and his enthusiasm for continued growth and learning is really endearing. And frankly, I hope that it's contagious, because the marketing industry would be a whole lot better if there were a lot more people like Bill in it. Have a listen. This short episode features some of our favorite excerpts from Bill's 40-minute presentation at the 2020 Gathering. To get an additional fix of Bill's infectious energy and to learn how you can build an identity as iconic as Yeti's, check out Cult Brand Secrets Premium. By subscribing to our premium plan, you'll gain access to full presentations by the most well-known brand leaders in the world, people like Bill from Yeti, all presented from The Gathering's past events. Learn more at cultbrandsecrets.com.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for coming and listening to me, when we first heard about getting this honor, it was great. And then I heard I had to speak at it, and that made me really, really nervous. And the reason why it made me nervous is because it's, I never know what to actually say. And when I like want to decompress, I get out into the, like the world, and I walk down maybe a path, and I'll look around, and there'll be birds and trees, and it's like, man, that's really, really beautiful, and you love it, and all that stuff. And then, like, if you turn my brain over to marketing land, you see it. You see the campaigns and you see the beautiful whatever, the TV things you do with media, whatever we're supposed to do. But what you don't necessarily see is what's underneath the surface, that foundation, the roots of a brand. You don't see that stuff. You feel it. You feel it. You don't see it. You feel it. And that's why that's really what I fixate on. It's what keeps me up at night. Because, and I've seen brands do this, when their roots start to shrivel up, you know how hard it is to pick up trees and try and push them back up and stand them up without roots? It's almost impossible. And so as we get wider and as we grow, we really focus on getting deeper and deeper and stronger. And so for us, one real principle is true partners. And so we rely on partners. And we rely on partners to help us spread the word of mouth. True partnerships are ones where our product integrates into their need. And so they have a reason for our stuff. And if that doesn't match up, it's probably not a good partnership. So for us, true partnerships. And we find it in individuals, we find it in organizations, we find it in lodges, we find it in conservation, and we find it in places where we just try and drive those roots of the brand and roots of the community. And for us, it's like our community marketing team focuses on elite personalities, industry professionals, and hardcore enthusiasts. And we really believe if we're building roots in that top of the pyramid, or whatever you want to call it, then we believe that that chatter will start to happen. We believe in the chatter. We believe in the word of mouth. The participants and the spectators, when they become aware of us and they do their research, they find that there's real roots. And they find that there is something to that. There is something to why is Yeti in snowboarding? There is something to that, you know? And so that's incredibly important to us. And so when we do a print ad, we make sure that that's Jackson Hole Ski Patrol and that's our panga. And for all their high angle rescue, they take our panga and they strap it to the top of these lifts. So when they need it, it's there. And when we do an out-of-home thing, we make sure that if you happen to be in the North Shore and you're walking along the beach and you see a lifeguard stand, there's Yeti Tundras in there. So that surf community, it's really important. But if you don't go to Hawaii or you don't go to the North Shore, you're never going to see that. And that's okay with us. That's okay. You might see our billboards. You may never see that. But if you do see that, we believe that's what's driving authenticity. That's what's driving it. With Yeti and what I've learned past there, you have to be real. It has to be real. So when we look at kind of the way we communicate with our consumers, we look at it like friendship. We really look at it like friendship. So when we write a tagline, we say, would you say that? Would you walk up to someone and say that to them? And usually it's some poetic like thing that you would never say to a friend of yours. You're like, your friend would punch you in the face if you said it to him. And with friends, you go try things. And it's okay to try things and fail. And I would say this, and I talk about the inches. Kevin Plank used to always say that to me. So he was at a formidable years of my, he would always say, don't forget the inches, the inches. And then Roy Cedars, our founder at Yeti, he'd always be like, do not let that person's email be the last email in the exchange. Always email the person back and say thanks. Always email that person back. Be the last person on that thing. And I thought that was cool. And those are the inches. And usually the inches are things that fall out of our campaigns or fall out of our peripheral on how we're driving product and how we're driving these things. Those dominoes will be felt across it. It matters. Everything matters. Everything matters. It can't be everything to everybody. You got to be focused, but everything matters. And so those roots and how that root system, they start to talk and they start to get super healthy. And then above surface, you have amazing, amazing forest of awesome stuff. And for us, that's what we think about, and that's what we do. Thank you, seriously. Thank you for letting us be here today. It was awesome.
Welcome, change agents, to your go-to place for stories that ignite your spirit, fuel your purpose, and connect us all. We believe in the incredible power of the human spirit, its boundless resilience, and the inspiration it brings to our lives. On the Driving Change podcast, we'll journey together through the extraordinary yet very relatable experiences of some of the most amazing people on earth. Our mission? that through these stories, we might just spark change within you and awaken a newfound motivation to harness your unique gifts to make a real difference in the world. So get ready to be inspired and join us on this incredible adventure. You can find the Driving Change podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you love listening to your favorite podcasts.
Well, are you smiling like I am? You know, aside from any one specific point that Bill made, I think that the biggest takeaway for me is that I feel a sense of hope. I feel hope for our industry because Yeti is not the most sophisticated marketer or business operator. Their company is just filled with really good people doing really good things for the right reason. Their product origin story is legit. You know, they just wanted to have better products to make their hobbies more enjoyable. So they built the stuff that they wanted to use. And because of their unwillingness to compromise on the quality and because of their familiarity with the specific needs of their different customer segments, they just keep making stuff that really enhances the activities that we love doing. I don't know about your experience about where you live, but for me here in Calgary, as I did my Christmas shopping this past year at the mall, I was shocked at how many stores were carrying Yeti products. Most of these stores had nothing to do with sporting equipment or even the outdoors. They just wanted Yeti hats and t-shirts and tumblers and coolers on their shelves because they wanted to draft off of Yeti's momentum and their brand equity. And that is how you know you have obtained cult-like status. When seemingly disconnected organizations and institutions are proactively reaching out to you and begging to partner with you in some way, it's because you have something that they don't, which is relevance and brand attachment. Yeti has achieved an emotional connection with consumers that causes them to seek them out and to look for more ways to associate with them. Now that you've listened to Yeti's story, you know a bit more about what good actually looks like. Please don't just listen to these podcasts. Take action. Apply the principles that Bill shared and begin the journey of achieving your own cult-like status. Until next time, be well. I hope you enjoyed these curated parts of Bill's presentation. I highly recommend listening to the complete episode by subscribing to Cult Brand Secrets Premium. Subscribe and learn more at cultbrandsecrets.com. Once again, this is your host, Chris Nealand, and you've been listening to Cult Brand Secrets, where we explore the great speakers and insights shared at The Gathering, a Forbes top-rated business summit. Learn more about The Gathering at cultgathering.com. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please rate and review us on your podcast app. It really helps. Cult Brand Secrets is a production of Evergreen Podcasts. Learn more about our podcasts at evergreenpodcasts.com. Special thanks to Connor Standish and Laura Winter for their assistance in making this podcast possible. Also, I'd like to thank our producer and audio engineer, William Pritz, as well as executive producers David Moss and Bridget Coyne. I'm your host, Chris Nealand. Thanks for listening.
Coming up on 5 Minute News, I'm Anthony Davis. You might think it's partisan because maybe it's critical of one side or the other, but it's not. It's just the truth. And I think that's also something that's kind of unusual for Americans listening to the radio or to podcasts, because the news landscape in the States has been so partisan for so many decades. So 5 Minute News is verified, truthful, independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.